tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
DJ Esco.
It's still not loud yet.
Yeah, you put like, play it right from the beginning. We just gotta do this little.
Limbo.
No, you just do the, this. Is all you do. This is when you go to the club and they just be standing against the wall. Look.
Oh. Oh, you hit it right good. Yeah. You hit that real good.
And that's all you do. You just stand up in the club like.
This is my club.
No one actually. When this song comes on, no one actually dances on the dance floor except the girls.
They don't dance at
the
all.
The ratchet girls do. But it's like the group of girls are like,
just kidding. Everyone just kind of walks.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York Reunion Part 1. I'm joined in studio by Miss Kenia Stradley.
Hey guys, what's up, everybody?
Miss Nicolette Sensei Don't Play Gauna.
What a do. Get my damn last name wrong.
Unfortunately, Stefan cannot be here with us tonight. He had previous engagements.
Hi.
To attend.
Hi, Stefan.
Sips tea. All right, let's get into it. So, new host. I mean, every year, who gonna be?
She did better than the last five.
Was this little show that Samora was the host of?
One of them. Samora was the host. Mona was the host.
Monique was the host.
Monique.
Bitch, we just reaching in the bag. Like,
was it Monique or Queen Latifah?
Not Queen Latifah.
No, Queen Latifah was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I mean, Tierra Marie, sorry. All right, but no, Nina Parker, she was cute. Very, like, you know, neutral, Sweden, just
right.
Chilling.
Keeping it cute.
She did a good job.
Erica refused to be on stage with the cast, so she had a one-on-one exclusive with executive producer Mona Scott Young.
Girl, bye.
I just don't like...
I felt like I was watching 2020. CNN, Ayanna was going to pop out like, Evelyn, I mean, Erica.
I mean, seriously, 2020. Like, she was over here just being like, well...
I didn't like it.
You know, my side... Like, bitch, no one cares. You're retired. Sorry, honey. No one cares about you. Bitch, you're old. Okay? You need to get gone, honey. No one cares.
And it needs
you're
to be...
You're looking old as hell.
I know Mona is all about the ratings, so I get it. However, Mona should have said, if you don't sit on this couch, you don't get paid for the last reunion, and you don't have nothing to say. So if you don't want to be with them, you don't get to talk. Like, right. that's just how it goes. If you don't want to sit on the couch, you don't get to tell your side. They get to drag you.
I mean, yeah, but my thing is this. Here's
because
the thing
you gotta
with
put, sometimes you gotta put these little Pop Tarts in their place.
I mean, I feel you.
Erica out here thinking that Jesse brought up a good point. She thinks she Evelyn Lozado now.
I mean, I thought Lozado, like whatever. You know. Yeah. But my thing is this. With
I don't
with,
even think that no, she didn't even on
with Erica. I look at it like this. It's like Erica. You know, I have watched you on this show, and I have felt many ways about you. But there is a little corner of my heart that just you know it's Erica Mena. But the thing is about this.
That must
like maybe
very,
next
very,
season, Erica, for the yeah. one-on-one exclusive. Like this season, I didn't really care about what
care
she was
either.
Doing. I didn't even know what kind of tea anyone was going to be mad at like, you about. Like, why does Johnny hate you?
Can we talk about how she had no storyline this season?
Yeah, like, you talk Erica, about you lifted like, everyone else. Like
no one was paying attention to you. The people who they were paying attention to was Chrissy, Diamond Strawberry, Johnny. I don't even remember talking about you in any of these episodes. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But I will say, look, watching this show, I mean, Erica played this game. She did. Like, she played the game the way it should be played. You go on there, you act a fool, and then, oh my goodness, everything has just Cinderella'd right now. And
pause,
I just want to say,
she did not play no game, okay? She was out for a hunt. She found her a man. If she did not find Bow Wow, if she did not find Bow Wow, she would still try to make
that
a storyline.
She sure would.
She'd be on that couch just...
Like, you didn't outgrow it. That's
right. Like, girl, like you're not grown.
Like, you didn't...
Like, if you, because you got a rock on your finger.
And if you organically outgrew the situation, like, you know what, this is just not for me anymore. I don't want to do it.
But none of the one-on-one seemed any type of, like, honest.
True. Like, it was not organic. Just, like, scripted of organic. How mad she's wanted to, like, she really, like, degraded all these people, and it made her look like a little simp. Like, it made her look like,
well, it's just like, clearly you just didn't want to come on the show. One, because obviously Bow Wow's PR person was like, if you're gonna be with her,
too late, she is Erica. Well, yeah,
but two, also, she was gonna get her ass beat. Oh, them bitches was gonna run a train tag team WWE, Diamond on one side, Johnny on the other. Like, Sin would have been right down the middle, like,
it would have been Chrissy right in her throat. And Johnny.
True.
Bitch, Mortal Kombat. What do I say?
Gosh.
All right, I'm just saying. So Erica said, look, I have a visual of where I'm going. Look at where I'm at and look at where they are. I'm going to give these people their 15 minutes of fame while I'm prospering.
You know, it's like when that girl get her first boyfriend with money. And then she don't know how to really act because she ain't never dated no dude with money. But she finally got a dude with money, so she thinks this is how women who dating dudes with money act. See, it's Bow Wow.
I'm just confused where she's prospering to.
Like, I mean, well, hey, she apparently has a clothing line.
Okay, still
she's getting married to some dick with some money.
You know how is that prospering or whatever?
I mean, she's saying these bitches are on the come up, and she at least climbed on. She grabbed a hold of one brass ring.
Honey, she ain't coming up nothing but just a freaking marriage. That's all she's coming up. Okay,
because you can marry someone all girl, you want right. to, but his.
So now you're just gonna be known as Erica Mena. Oh, Bow Wow's fiance.
I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed. I wasn't surprised that she pulled this. I was disappointed that she thought that the act that she put on made her look good.
Like, right.
No, watching
like,
her. Watching.
Did you not see this?
Like, girl, you do not look cute. Like,
every time I watch Erica on Love & Hip Hop now, like, I feel like I'm watching, like, Jennifer Lopez, like, acting. And I feel like I'm watching Geely. I have no idea what that movie was about. And in 10 years, I'm going to be like, remember that show Love & Hip Hop? And Erica Mena? Yeah. Like, that's just what I feel like I'm watching. Like, it's really entertaining. You're very pretty, girl. Like, she was beautiful tonight, but, like, I'm just sitting here, like, I mean, girl, your acting is, like, on par with J-Lo. Like.
I was disappointed. And this is all else I have to say because it's ridiculous.
Right.
I know, J-Lo probably watched, like, just J-Lo's blasting like, it. She's rolling in her sheets
right now. My thing is, so your husband is on TV. He's trying to make these moves in Hollywood. Bow Wow was a rapper. He's an actor. Bow Wow can act. Mm. However, so now Bow Wow gonna be walking around and known as the dude with this hood rat. Why are you doing this? You didn't have to do this because that's not strategic business wise. Because when he's taking you to these events and people like, dang, I heard about their reunion.
Maybe they in love.
And one more comment. My thing is like you're telling these people they can get their 15 minutes of fame and like, oh, you had their storyline. But like the things you're saying about these people,
it was like dirty.
It's really wrong. Like just the way she was like saying like Chrissy was worthless. Like, girl, like you just because here, you think you're hella cute,
storylines
you are,
were their storylines. Like right. At one point, everyone last was thinking year. You was the hoe. Everyone was thinking you was the one trying to catch right. on to some dick. So, like your storylines were theirs. Now they're just the new you.
She's really just looking very salty, and it was just not cute, girl. Sorry, yeah. You looked cute, but your personality and everything made you not look cute.
Okay? Rich feels Erica was with Bow Wow while she was with Sin. Erica's confused why Sin is so upset. Sin is playing victim. If I put Sin on blast, she can never come back. She's the little sweet girl with red hair who wants to feed the children.
Like, you got yourself fucked up.
Girl, like, that's what you come off like.
Honey, that's what you're trying to come off as.
And Sin was right. She had a good point. Erica's storyline died because Rich did what he did.
Yeah.
He found some cute little chick who loved Chipotle.
Because if it was another dude, we'd all be kind of like, so it had
exactly.
to be a girl.
Exactly.
Yep, it had to be this cute little girl like, oh, she's so cute.
And Sin's like,
wait, Erica's a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Spark that fire. All right, so then we move on from that. Erica says Sin's was dating the dude while she was dating Erica. Who cares? Erica starts explaining the kiss with Bow Wow, and this is where I was just sitting here like, they're really trying to build this up like it's a scandal. Like, one, I don't care that she kissed. Really, in real life, like, to have a sit-down one-on-one, like you're exclusive.
Like, this is not Dateline.
You kissed Bow Wow. Like, one, I don't ever care who Bow Wow's kissing.
Thank you. And that's okay. it.
You like, know, I like, don't. I'm proud when I see he got a show. I was like, oh, good for Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
He kissed him on one of
the
seconds.
No, Erica really think Bow Wow Idris Elba out here in the streets. Like, she really think he about to be the next James Bond. I can't.
She said, I saw Sin at a party at a bar where I found her.
Why she had to do that?
That was so VIP, mean. Like.
Now, I know we be dragging people with the Nico look like and the Cisco looks like, but Erica was mean. Like, she was really mean.
Like, but she just went in on everybody's life. Like, oh, that's how you feel, you know? You know them, apparently.
Whatever.
So, Sin brings Ray out.
Really, that like was he so was random. In the area. Wait. He looked like he was in the area. Like, oh, I can just come through real quick and stop and sit down and go back.
Why did they bring him up?
I have no idea. But she's in love. Cisco is pissed, sitting on the couch like...
I mean, yeah, I thought he was happy for her.
So Yandy and Mendici's get a little quick storyline. Like, what the f*** are they going to talk about? So Amir, the hospital thing, whatever. Mendici's apologized. But then the ex-baby mama came out and... Kim got very upset because she felt like, and I agree, I could understand how this could go, because you're friends with the executive producer of the show. Of course you're going to be painted like the Virgin Mary.
Right.
So Kim got really heated because she felt like Samantha was being made out to look like a deadbeat mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard twice tonight the cast referring to setups that they had to be a part of. Erica talked about a setup, and then I forget who the other person was, both showing up.
No, well, Erica had a setup for 106 in the Park.
Oh, that's what that was. That was
she wasn't even talking about Love and Hip Hop.
But so, with Kim, she bugged out. I mean, I think it's kind of rightful, because...
Yeah.
No, Miss Kim be about
just,
to get
she just was not playing. Like, Miss Kim was not playing. She was not about to let anybody, like, disrespect her daughter like any other mother would. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So they got that little situation. And then we moved on to Rich and Johnny. Now, for me, Rich, I was just looking at Rich like, Rich, you look like Doug with your shirt and your khaki pants. Your green shirt and your khaki.
Like
fucking
smells.
Quail Man. Yeah, I thought he was going to put a feather on his head.
Like he was working to check out at Target. Like, come on, Rich.
No, seriously. Like, he was about to go into Goodwill or something. Like,
they talked about the alleged dick pic.
He's just old, and he is looking real old.
But
low key,
Rich probably like 29. Rich really was like 29 out here.
Well, then he needs to slow down. Bathroom sex is not doing wonders.
He was just looking there like shriveled. Like, he was just like a shriveled old man. Like,
because he's like from the 90s, still wearing baggy clothes.
I mean, just like that used to be the look. With an orange collar.
Poor thing. He did look like Doug.
All right, so Johnny says she's done with Rich because he laughed at her and his relationship with Johnny. Said, I don't have feelings. I have goals in mind.
Well,
I mean, honesty is the best policy.
And Rich has been saying that from, he's been saying that since season one. Like, we know who Rich is, and if you get into a relationship with Rich, that's your own fault. He does this with everybody. I don't understand.
Princess came out. She said she realized Rich was focused elsewhere. Rich says Princess was never fully with Dolls Entertainment. That's why he didn't focus on her. And Johnny said, no, she just went fuck you, so you didn't want to sign her.
Yeah, but I mean, Rich really tried to turn up about the parasol situation. It was just like, okay, you don't.
Let me go one thing clear. Right. Let me get one thing clear.
It's like, Rich, calm down, Pappy. Pop, pop, pop.
I mean, it was funny.
What was the song
season
that he did years ago?
I have no
she
idea.
She said 23 years, so that was 91 out, 92 out here.
So clearly Rich ain't in his 20s.
God.
Damn. No, he got Peter wrinkles, so.
So, like, the Flavor in Your Ear remix? What was it? Goodness. I'm really trying to think, like, what came out in 92?
Jungle Boogie. So... Johnny calls Diamond the Grinch that stole Christmas, and I fell out my damn chair. She said, Whoville, Johnny came. Honey. That's about Johnny, my favorite.
Aw, Johnny.
This bitch called her the Grinch from Christmas, because at first I didn't realize who she was talking about.
Oh, I knew exactly what she was talking about with that note.
Until they put that.
That note just said it out. Just.
And then Diamond sitting out there throughout the whole thing, just mad at everyone, like.
Then she talked. You know, when she crossed the line, don't like talk about Daryl Strawberry now. We know he was on the drugs, but don't bring in Daryl.
I know. But
don't
she was
bring
just like,
in
yeah,
Daryl.
You don't care.
She don't give a fuck.
She was like the genie. Do you know Genie with the nose?
Just
like,
Dream of Genie. No, that was Bewitched.
Oh, Bewitched, yeah. She was a little nose.
And then so Cisco laughs at that, and Diamond says, oh, I'm a get in your ass.
Diamond.
Like, girl, bye. First of all, that don't even look pretty.
The way you scrunching your, the way you scrunching your nose look like you did.
Diamond be so aggressive.
Like, she really be like a shark. Like ready
I'm
to
get in that ass.
You be like, what? Girl, do you see how skinny you are, girl?
Girl, have some soup.
Take a seat and stay there.
Have some soup. Then we get Chrissy and Chinx.
Chrissy,
one of my favorite
so
quotes.
She look cute.
She looks so cute. You didn't like Chrissy.
I love Chrissy. Like if I was like to go to like a Vegas show, like you
obviously.
Know what I mean?
Atlantic City.
She's like an ornate Christmas ornament.
I mean,
like.
She looked cute today. Chrissy, she had a white pantsuit
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she had the titties out.
Yeah,
she delivered with the wet slick back hair.
Yeah, I like Chrissy.
It was actually not slicked back, but. We tried it.
It wasn't?
No.
It was like over. Like it was
like a little.
We saw a lot of different styles tonight with her.
Yeah. Okay.
So Chinx says they're in a weird place. He feels she could that he feels that Chrissy made her him look crazy.
We don't think you look crazy, Chinx. You was just too hood.
She outed your shit.
Exactly. And I don't think
so
Chinx
you look crazy.
Yeah, I don't think Chinx looked crazy at all, really. I mean, if anybody looks crazy, it was kind of Chrissy in a way. I mean, she had her reasons of why she did the things that she did. But at the end of the day, like, Chinx, I don't even know why you're fronting. You're just mad because all your business is out here, and now your wife really going to want to get a divorce and move on with her life, okay?
Chinx had on white socks at the thing, just so y'all... No. I was like, oh, look. The tube socks.
I really think Chink's wife has no idea about the show. Like,
oh,
I
no,
feel
she
like
watches.
No, but you guys, what if because
his
really
kid's got
to
be old enough
no,
to know.
No, but really think Chink's is probably like, yeah, you know, babe, I'm just going to New York. I ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be so chill
Chink.
And not giving a fuck. Like, I really don't think he'd be telling his wife everything.
Look
no,
how
he don't
want to
bring
is.
Chrissy around at all.
She knows, because if you marry somebody like Chink, that means you kind of hood, too. And if you kind of hood, you watching Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
You watching the show. Or your friend watching the
a
show.
A season.
Your
you know Atlanta starting in 2 weeks.
That is true.
They're like, okay. Girl, Chink on
as
the
As a matter of fact, it's already set up on my DVR.
Damn. She I want to know what his show. Wife thinks. That's what I want to know.
Let's leave those people off of the show. Let's leave them and the kids off of the show.
Well, I'm not talking about bringing the kids involved. I'm talking about the
But once you
wife.
Bring one, then they all start filtering
well, his
through.
His dad already came, so.
Yeah. And his cousin.
Yeah, his dad and Black. So his cousin Black.
So Chrissy starts crying because Chinx hid his whole family from her, and she was hurt by that. And then Erica, for whatever reason, had a comment on Chrissy saying that well, Erica, once again, she had to sit down one-on-one exclusive with executive producer Mona Scott Young. Because we had to be reminded every time. That her and Chrissy were never friends, and that Chrissy needed a storyline. And she's been trying to get on Love and Hip Hop New York for a while now, and I think that's why she's mad.
Actually, I vouched for her.
Yeah.
And she didn't make it.
Why would you vouch for somebody that you're not friends with or that was out there calling you a hoe? Question? I feel like Erica maybe didn't come on the show because if Chrissy was to call some shit out, you're going to see a reaction from Erica. And if she's there, she has to acknowledge it. Mm. By not being there, Chrissy can say whatever she wants. She can be like, she was a prostitute. She did this. She did this.
But I love how Chrissy did it. She was just like, I have nothing to say to her. I mean, because it came off so, like, garbage and so like plastic the way like Erica was talking. It was just kind of like, girl, like
it didn't
we
come
can't
off
even
sincere.
Take you yeah we can't even take you serious because you're over here talking shit and you ain't even in front of these people's faces.
That's
like
what
you're
it was.
Fraud
that's
honey.
What it was you can
you know what I'm saying like, it just looked very fraud
you're
like
blatantly not here saying it in front of them.
Yeah, like you look cheap and fraud.
Like just say it in front of them. There's this Erica who was the main one, like, wait till I see you at the thing.
Right. You brought all these people on. You these are your people.
Right.
These are your people.
They're your storylines, girl.
They are the ones that you interacted with.
But
you're leaving
you
the show.
Right.
You're leaving the show. You're leaving these people behind, and you have nothing to say to any of them.
Because she's too good, remember?
You work it, girl. She said that Chrissy is worthless, and she hopes that she finds the confidence to eat a burger without selling your ass. You're a pig. You're disgraceful.
Like,
oh
come
my
on.
Gosh.
Like, jeez Louise.
Like,
calm down. Like, angry much?
Eat a burger. Right, like, who wrote that for
disgraceful?
You?
Like, come on.
Moving on. Cisco and Diamond with the parents, the moms.
I could not.
Why move to another state? Diamond. Your mom totally wrote every answer that you said. Because she said, no, I didn't move out of a state for a man that I didn't know. He flipped the script on me. If he was honest, I would have never left my daughter. Well, then why didn't you turn around? What did you have going for you out here? You didn't, right, other than nothing. To chase a man and be honest, love and hip-hop. That's what you're calling your career. What were you doing out here? You wasn't doing nothing.
Poor Diamond. She's just lost.
I mean, thank goodness her mom was there to correct herself, okay?
Right. So then they had a call-in. Some random person starts talking about, why you call my Lisa a dog? Which is a great question because we all wondered that. And then the mom stepped in talking about, I got this girl. She actually didn't call my Lisa a dog. Cisco did. Yeah, you know what? I rewound the tape. We wasn't talking about that time, bitch. We was talking about the time when you said you was on the phone with Cisco. Not the time on the show, but when you was on the phone with Cisco and he heard my Lisa in the back and you said
it was your dog.
That's what we're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the time.
That was the time.
Her hair looked cute, though.
You might have not rewound it enough.
Yeah.
That was a pretty lipstick color.
And even if Cisco did say it was her, she said it was a dog, then why would he say that?
Right.
He said it was a dog.
But then he didn't even answer with the correct. The king started going around like,
he's just trying to be a brand new sister, right, you know, like get changing, you know. He's trying to make changes for Santa, honey.
Erica goes in on Strawberry. That Strawberry girl, she's pathetic. She's disgraceful.
They didn't even interact this whole season.
Right.
So like, why are you talking, Erica? Leave that's people what alone. I'm
I'm just so like she had no place to right. even talk about her.
Diamond's like, I didn't even know. Okay.
I mean, she messed with the same guy you messed with, so you guys have something in common.
Ooh. Erica, you know what, girl? I know what Erica can do. Yeah. She can move to Los right. Angeles, and I feel like she can come sit right here on AfterBuzz. That's what she want to do.
Be an after show host.
I mean, she be talking like
that's what she wanted. Hey, well then.
She's, you know, a new career.
Just like, you know, I'm going to try something new behind.
She can give us some great insight. So Cisco says that he was in a bad place, and then he talked about his brother. Sin ran off stage crying.
It got emotional for her.
Yeah. Mama Strawberry comes talking about, I'm going to stick up for my baby no matter who, what, when, where, why, ha, 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 bam. And then Mama Cisco said, well, look, you know, I know that Cisco's upbringing was hard and it has caused some effects today in his life. But she really wanted to say, but what kind of crazy-ass bitch moves halfway across the country to right. all the way across the country right. to move with someone that they don't know?
First of all, she needs to shut the hell up because earlier Cisco said to her, you was never there when you were raising me. I raised myself. Lady, shut that ass up. You weren't there either. She said it. So now, what kind of woman would leave their child across the same one that would go around the block and never came back? For all we know, she was, and I'm not saying this is the kind of mom she is, but you'll know some of those moms be like, oh, I'm going out. And they come back 2 days later because they've been at the club and at the after party the entire time. I don't know what kind of woman would do that. Girl. Bye.
Diamond talking about, and the thing is I saw my daughter twice a month, so suck on one.
I.e., I put up a vine.
Twice.
And my Lisa saw the vine I put up. I had a Snapchat on it. She saw it.
We FaceTime.
Twice.
We actually Periscoped.
I Google chatted her, okay? I Google Hangout.
We Voxered.
Oh my gosh. Voxer.
Moving on. So, Rich, Cisco, Diamond, and Johnny. What happened in the bathroom? Johnny laughs, talking about, bitch, don't act like ain't nothing happened. She's like, I know, I was down on my knees.
Ew.
Johnny.
Sucking on the mole penis.
The molly. That's all I picture, just Rich's little
molly. I can't picture anything, because I don't want to.
That bathroom floor would be dirty, y'all.
Girl.
She was really down on her... And pizza
But here's what I really...
at the Pizza Hut to go. With Pizza Hut and wings. You know, they got that one that's there just to go wings. Pizza.
Although, when I saw that bathroom door, like, really looked back at that bathroom door, I was like, where y'all really at? It looked like a retirement
Outback.
Home.
It looked like Outback.
Well, is that Outback?
It looked like, no, it looked like the cafeteria at a retirement home. Like, oh, my grandmother right there.
No, it was like a Ryan's or Ponderosa.
Rich Dollars needs to get his outfits in check. Like, he could at least hire a stylist for him to even look the part.
And okay? They get free shit all the time. I know, see Nico out here running damn streets.
Honey.
Right. Fucking C-list characters getting shit for free.
Do not get into ATL because I seriously will go ham.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about ATL in a second, though. So then we find out that the audio mics were on in the bathroom.
I don't want to hear it.
I am scared.
I do not. Please.
Well, so that makes me think that, like, something happened in which they stopped. And I'm going to be so irritated if Johnny's the only one that got fucked in this bathroom and Diamond didn't.
Please.
Even though I really, for Diamond's safe, like, life, I just really hope that you didn't follow through with it, even though the whole world's gonna think you did no matter what. Like, what is this audio tape gonna prove? This is like Daryl Strawberry stepping in, like, we can't make it look like she fucked in the bathroom.
He's a pastor. Don't do this to your family, girl.
Like, and your mom is sitting right next to you, like, not featuring you when this is going down. She's just like, ooh.
I hope it's nothing. I don't wanna hear it. I'm nervous. Like, I'm really like, no, please.
Well, I'm glad the mics, they ain't gonna play no audio from Johnny in the bathroom, because... Girl selling wet and wild in the surf shop.
It's rated out here. It's nasty.
So we have to find out next time what's going to happen. On that note, let's move into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I mean, so before we talk about these predictions, that Love & Hip Hop Atlanta preview we seen.
So Nico's wife is really... This was the whole plan.
Yep, it was all a setup.
They all wanted... Him and his wife wanted to be on Love & Hip Hop, and they got what they wanted. Fucking Mimi, man.
I can't, Mimi. What did you do? Who did you let on TV?
She did it. Lives.
Girl, Jocelyn wearing Nene's wig.
No, Jocelyn had on Cyrus's wig from last week's Scandal episode when he had the flashback when he was in his early 30s.
It's like, yo, that's Cyrus's wig? Episode 17?
Jocelyn, like Nene, is she going to be in the new play for the Blue Lagoon? Going to play the boy.
Part one or part two?
One. So wait, then you was telling me that Jocelyn feels like Empire was created after her?
She did. There was this whole thing where she was like, I know for a fact that Empire is off after me. Cookie, that is me. They made that off of the Puerto Rican princess. Girl, no.
Oh, just Cookie.
Just Cookie, but like Empire, girl, like this.
Stevie
like,
don't got no Empire.
Yeah, let's start with that. Okay, girl. You ain't with nobody with an Empire. Okay.
Boop. And then we got Kirk and Rashida. He got girls up in another apartment or something.
I cannot. I just can't.
But anyways, next week on this show, we're going to get Johnny versus Diamond and Diamond's mom.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
Can I just say everybody looked cute? There were no people where I was like,
looking
whoop.
Crazy, right? They were all kind of put together.
Everybody looked really nice.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I support that. Mm-hmm. Okay, except one person. Even though she looked nice, but it was just, the dress just looked really uncomfortable. Sin. It just looked like it was just like...
I feel like she was trying to pull off the Beyonce Givenchy. Yeah,
it did look like that.
Looked like a helmet.
Right.
But it was cute. All right, so then we get Kim Bella versus Remy. That's what I'm checking for that one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bring back some nostalgia.
That's true.
To Kim Bella. Mm-hmm. Eric is crying, if I wasn't on the show, Lord knows where I would be.
Where would I be?
Probably in one of those bathrooms with Rich. Cece's Pizza.
Knock it off.
Olive Garden.
I'm not buying it.
Cheesecake Factory. Maybe Cheesecake Factory.
She was a Dash doll before.
What's that?
She was a Dash doll. She was a Kardashian Dash doll. Like,
really?
She worked at the Dash doll boutique in Miami. But she got fired.
Oh, she was that one that got fired?
Yeah, the crazy one, clearly.
All right. And then we get Oren. Talking about, he texting Amina like, I wish you Peter's baby was mine. Like,
it probably would end up being way in a better situation.
Way better situation, obviously, but like.
So clearly Amina and Peter are not together.
I don't think Amina's going to say much either, because she looked like she had no words.
Right,
Then what's Tara talking about? Tara talking about people need to get manners and stuff like that. It's like.
Yeah, I don't know what
Tara's just chirping
about.
Up on the side.
Right,
like,
just,
hey,
I was on the show too.
My girl, bye.
I didn't fuck Peter this season, but We went sandals.
He got the draws.
Yeah, no, I'm just bugging. I don't know.
Peter got the draws.
I really.
Yes.
Okay. He hit it at least
come
once.
On. She was like, Wanta, Fanta. Don't you want that? Wanta.
She had that outfit sexy, her Caribbean carnival outfit on, too. You ain't putting that outfit on around no dude. It's just y'all two, and you ain't giving him the draws.
He's that bitch. Better have my money. On that note, well, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
As since they don't play.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I feel like I had, like, emotional voice.